Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chagiga Daf Hey Chagiga 5. We're going to start on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, as the Gemara tells us a story which is very powerful. So Rav Yosef Kimata Ahai Kra Bachi. We're talking about different rabbis that come to different verses and they would cry, and Rav Yosef, when he came to the following verse, he would cry. So what is the verse that he came to? He came to the verse which states V'yesh Nispeh Below Mishpat, that there are some people, this is the verse from Proverbs, and the verse states that there are some people who die before their time without judgment. Yesh Nispeh, there are some who are gathered up to their death, below Mishpat, from Proverbs 13, verse 23. So, meaning they die prior to their time, and there's no sin, and their death was without any judgment whatsoever. So how could this be the case? How could this be the case? So Rav Yosef was crying that some people were dying prior to their time. So in that context, the Gemara says, Amar Mika de Azabu Zimne, is there anybody who really dies prior to their time? Is that really possible? So the Gemara says, yes, it is the case. And yes, it is the case that there are some people die prior to their time. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye have a shliach kabe malcham avas. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye was once with the angel of death, and so he was visiting him. Imagine having a visitor like that, the angel of death. But the Malcham Avos used to go and visit Amorayim. In Ksuvos 77b, we know that he went to Rav Chanina Bar Papa, and in Moed Katan, we learned that he came to Rava. So we know that the Malcham Avos would sometimes visit the great Rabbanon. So he tells him that he had a bad incident, that the angel said, the angel of death had told his agent he had an emissary, and the angel of death had said, Amalei l'shluchi, the angel of death said to his agent, Zil Aisoli, go and bring for me, meaning to say, execute for me or kill for me, Miriam Migadol Seyar Nishaya. Go bring to me Miriam, the one who's basically the hairdresser. She works on women's hair. And so he sent off this person, this messenger. But the angel of death's messenger made a mistake. Also, Isile, the angel of death's messenger, went and brought Miriam Megadla Dardiki. Instead of Miriam the hairdresser, she brought Miriam the nursery school teacher, the one who raises, basically helps educate children. So he brought the wrong one. And so, talk about a mistake. Amarwai, so the angel of death said to his agent, Ana Miriam Megadla Seyar Nishaya Amriach. I didn't tell you to bring this one. I told you to bring Miriam the hairdresser. Amarwai, Iach Yahadra. So the messenger said to the angel of death, okay, so I'll send her back. So the angel of death said to his agent, he said, no. Amarwai, Holvaya, Itasa, Lahavi Laminyana. He said, well, since you already brought her here, you know what? We'll count her amongst the dead. You know what? You already brought her here. We'll keep her here. So we see from here that they do make a mistake. So the angel of death said to his agent, Ella, so that's the case. Hecha Yechaltle. So the angel of death said to his agent, so since it wasn't her time to die, how were you able to take her? God should have saved her. So the angel said, Have a Nikita Mita'ara Biyade. She was holding in her hand like basically a spit that you used to poke the fire with, Vaveka Shagra. And so what happened was, Vaveka Shagra Macharia Tanuria, and she was sweeping out the coals from the oven. Shekalta Vanachta Gabidekara, so she took the ember and she put it by mistake on her leg, Kadcha, and her leg got burnt. And as a result of this, Vitra Mazala Vayatra, and so therefore her mazel was weakened, and I was able to bring her to you. So we see from here, Amalei Rav Bibi. So this is what the angel of death said to Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. We're now on the top of our daf on Hey Amud Aleph. So the angel of death, so Rav Bibi Bar Abaye said, "Islechu Rishusol Mevedachi. Are you able to kill somebody who hasn't reached their time?" He says, "Amalei." The angel of death said, "Veloksev Yeshnis Bible Mishpat." Yeah, it says this verse in Proverbs. There are some people die without having done anything wrong. Amalei Veloksev Dor Halech VeDor Ba. Yeah, but Rav Bibi Bar Abaye said, but the next verse says that every generation needs to do its time properly. You get each generation has the opportunity to come, and then the next generation goes. So you can't take it before its proper time. So the angel of death says, "Amarlo dera ena lehu ana." So we I guard them with me, and so therefore until that generation is done. And then afterwards, I give the souls over to the one who guards the deaths, whose name is Duma. Meaning to say, I keep them here so that they complete their generation. So Amalei Sof Shani Me'avidita. So therefore, if that's the case, the years of their life that this person was given by heaven, you know, it's not fair. What have you done to them? Amalei, so he says, I'll tell you what I do with the people who I take earlier. He could serve me, so I guard their years. I'm watching them, and then he could serve me rabbanim to maver b'mila. If there's a Torah scholar who is not so particular about his honor, and he forgives people, mosif no lehue v'have chilufei. I give these years to the Torah scholar in exchange for this person's years. So if I take somebody who before their time, I guard those years. I don't take them away from the generation, and then I give them to the Torah scholar who was forgiving to people who were disrespectful to him, and instead he engages in more Torah study.